Four young African-American men will be facing charges in a Worcester County courthouse stemming from an incident in June over illegal vaping in Ocean City. This is Don Rush. But the arrest also saw Ocean City police tasing one of the young men while another was kneed during a confrontation. Video of the incident went viral with cell phone footage. This Monday, civil rights leaders and other organizers will be holding a gathering in front of the courthouse expressing concern about the treatment at the hands of the authorities. Carl Snowden is the convener for the Caucus of African American Leaders.
We want to send a very clear signal that this type of kind of activity involving police encounters, particularly with young black men, which results in either injury, arrest, or death, has to cease. And we want to make sure that in Ocean City, the judge that will be hearing the case will know that this is a concern that goes beyond Worcester County, because we think it's very important that people understand that this is very, very serious, and it's a phenomenon that's occurring all over the country.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan has said that the FBI has found no civil rights violations arising from the incidents, but Snowden questions that announcement. Reading from a story, I guess, it was based on Meehan's letter, and it says a federal inquiry has found no civil rights violations occurred.
No, the mayor says that they said that the civil rights, that the FBI found no civil rights violations. Quite honestly, I've been, I was a previous civil rights director for the Maryland Office of the Attorney General. That is not the way FBI investigations are normally conducted. I've never heard of the FBI looking into a civil rights violation and not interviewing the alleged victims of the incident. And that's exactly what supposedly occurred in this situation. So one of the things we have done is we filed a formal request using the Freedom of Information Act and have asked the FBI to provide us with this inquiry. If indeed there was an inquiry, there should be some record of this. And so we've made a formal request. We're waiting for them to respond to our Freedom of Information Act. And I'm pretty confident that there will, but there have not been an inquiry or an investigation, at least an investigation based on what I know an investigation to include, where you review all parties, look at all information, and talk to all witnesses. That certainly didn't happen in this case.
Are you going to be asking then for one?
We've actually formally asked the Maryland Attorney General. The Maryland Attorney General's office, under normal circumstances, under the current law, would have the right to review the circumstances of Ocean City. This particular incident occurred just shortly before the October 1st that gave the Attorney General's office that authority. We're now asking to see whether his office, whether they will consider intervening and doing what the current law allows them to do.
Now, in terms of Ocean City, is there a history here?
Washington Post, as well as the Baltimore Sun, documented the racial history of Worcester County, which includes Ocean City. The history of racism that exists in Ocean City is pretty well documented. And even today, one of the things that the mayor has finally agreed to is that they will need to hire what they call an equity officer, somebody who can be hired in Ocean City to begin to look at how they can better diversify Ocean City so that, A, there are more African-American businesses in that particular community, and secondly, that people feel welcome. There are people that I've met from Worcester County who don't go into Ocean City because they are fearful that going into Ocean City could result in them being arrested on pretty minor charges.
Carl Snowden, convener of the Caucus of African American Leaders. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.